javudi vrakatoshkete, rapado vede vede vrakadushke de brakalivaha, yapala bala broshkete de brakadivaha, brato levashke de brakadiha, rapada bada bada bosheke de gede bratali bada broshkete de braka, rapada bada bashende gede brotali brashkete, ripo dovo dovro talivashka di branca le brante de brinde bidebe ripa da bada bosche kete le branca da vraca te li paramada vro katosh kete le branca di bada branca de debo ipa da bada bosche kete branta la labaha ripa da bada boshi kada branca de branca da labaha I paramala boshi vaza livro katele branca di broshka telele balabrandi bede broshka telele branca divaha. La boshe kede bede braca tuzi livraca tole branca divashe tele branca duvaha. Reke telele lebelele boshi kada branca de deboshe tele branca du. Rapadu vege de vandu vre telele vashu kede brata luvaha. Da broshka tele de bede brende gede brande de bede brande bede be. Rakato shekere branta la raboshi kala branta la la brande bede brante rakadu veje kede bede bede de bro kata la la branke de de brante de de braka I pada 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 boshe chale le branke de de be rakata la boshe kede brande bede branda pada pada da pada pada da pada pada da ba rapado shkede de de be shkede de de be shkadu brente le le branke de ba Rapado shkede de de be de brende ge de brota la la braka di broshke tele le braka e vada jaga da vada da vada vada da vada vada da vada vada da vada brande be de brende be I pala bala bush katala branke de braske tele le branka da da branke de de be de be de de be rakata la branke de de be I prata lu bashka da 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 vada brande ge de brende be de be I panda bada da bashka de 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 be rapada bada bashka tele le branke de de be de brende be de be rapada bush tele le brende be de be I kanda brande be de brende be de de bada bada ba rakadosh ke de de ba I prata li brashka de branca da da ba raka di brusca tele da branca di brusca tele da branca di fase de fase li braca tele braca tole brache e cascia cada brande bene brande bene brande bene be e raka tosca tele le brasca ta i branca da vada da brante le da branca e pande brusca tele e branca di vada brante le da branca rapa de branca tele le ba e cascia cada branca la la branca de brande bene de be rapa tosca Rapadush kata, ibraka duvaha, ekran tali bashke de de brante de de brende de 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 be, rapada bada bada ba, raka da brande be de brende be de be, ikasha talu raka du brende de brante, ireka tole matali brashke te, ikra talu bala raka toshke te, ikran da bada brande ge de be, rapada bada bada da brande be de brende be de brende be de be, I pada bada bada da bada branda 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 Rabada bada ba, rabada bada da bada brande ge de brande be de brande be de brande be de brande de de be. Liva shaka da bada bada bada. Liva shaka tali braka di brata. If you are here, say something. Say something. Say something. Libra shaka do bala braka da. I paramata shago do brondo do broshka tele le branca da branca I kada bronca le le brashka tele le branca de brande be de brande be de be rakatoshka tele le pada branca di branca de branca di branca li pada branca le la branca di brocha le branca di baha God bless you Roda, God bless you for being here, God bless you Auntie Doreen, God bless you so much Sherry, God bless you. Libra shadogo dobra taliba broka tere de branca diba. Lipa kasha talibra kada da branca da da brashke de 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 be de brende de de breke. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. For he is good. He is good. He is good. He is good. Rakatala bala braka di bala braka. Rapadosh ketete telema kadabrate. Rakado bazu di braka telemraka tosh kete. Ikada gada branja lele breka. Bless the name of the Lord. He is good. Rakadosh tata libaha. Rakado bazale brokete. Ikanda grante lelebaha. Rakadosh katana rabadabaha. Yakadu malash ketene nebaha. Rakado brenka telebrenka telebaha. Rakadosh kete. Ipande grante. Bless the name of the Lord. 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 Rakadabadabaha. Ekrantelebaha. Ekratolomatara. Ripadoshkatelebe. Ripadabrakata. Rapadagadaba. Eprentelebe. Ekratalumata. Ekrashatelebrankadibaha. Rikadabrante de broche. Eprakatundebaha. Rakadubaha. Ekrendedebe. Eprantalaba. Ekandegedebre. Yes, Lord. Rakadubaha. Yes, Lord. Rikadabrante de debaha. Ikandegedegedege. Rapadubaha. Epratededebe. Rikadabranta. Come on, magnify his name. Exalt his name. Bless his name. He is great and mighty. Rapalimate. Ikadabranta la labraka. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise will continually be in my mouth. Rakadubaha. Ekende grenchere debe, ripalamata, ekende gede, ripalamata, ekashon de braka lamata. Ipanda branca la brata, repede bedebe, rakadumba, lebrusketer, rabadabadaba, ikande brente de debe, ibrande de debe, ikanda branta la lava, ikrushka talibraka, rapadibrante, rapatosha, 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 yes Lord, somebody pray, yes Lord, somebody pray, yes Lord, the least we can do is to say thank you, Jesus. Always say the least we can do is to say thank you, Jesus. Somebody, magnify the name of the Lord. Rakatabalata, Ribrash Katalibaha, Rakadangatadaba, Repadugrende de Debe, Epratalimata, Rakatete, Eprente de Debe, Econde Branta, Rakatana, Rekete, Catulebrancata, Eprancatele Brancatelecata, Rapaduha, Rapaduha. Somebody pray. Somebody pray, somebody pray. Rakalamata, ekonde bedebe, rapadabaha, ebrende bedebe, rapadaha, ekete, alabranka dadaba. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Rakatalabraka, ekantelebe, rapada, ebrendelebe, rakatala, epandedede, Rakatosha, Ibranka Tondeha, Rakaduba la Branca, Telebranca, Telebranca, Dabadabadaba. Libra Shakaduba la Branca.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Le para mata kada braka da bana brada bana brada bana brada bana brada bana brada. Le koro motoro motoro braska de de branka de de branka. Le para kada brotoro do brodo brodo Le kada kada branda gede bede brende de de busha cha 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 la bata la braka cha la la bana. Rakatolo molo molo bro dege de brende de brende de brende de brende. Oh, rakatole matala braka da braka. E ya bro sheke de braka di bro shetele de braka da ba. Daka daka da ba da 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 ba da da. Di pada 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 raka du pada shota li braka de pada uya bada mala pada pada shaka da pada li proshka uya mama jenisu li pada pada shaka da pada Thank you, Holy Spirit. For about a month now, I have been speaking from the book of Acts. Say the book of Acts. Le prash kada braka da 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 braka. Niyamoko. Jemisu. Le paro bodo broka. Le baka da 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 Li koro matasha da braka di brota le branca da braka. Li koro motoro braka da braka. And the word Acts is just the short form of activities. So the book of Acts contains the activities of the apostles and the activities of the disciples. Li para matala braka. Li pa katakatakatala katala braka tala braka la braka tala braka. The activities of the apostles and the activities of the disciples. Libra shaka divana. Raka dobre ntele le braka. Acts chapter 10. Tonight, I'll begin my message from Acts chapter 10. Libra shaka divana braka. Verse number 34. Verse number 34. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. Peter said, God shows no partiality. God shows no partiality to no man. When it comes to the affairs of men, God is not partial in any way.
when it comes to the activities of men, God is not partial in any way. Peter said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. Verse 35. He says something very strange. After saying God shows no partiality, he says, but in every nation, listen, he says God shows no partiality. However, in every nation, whoever fears God and works righteousness is accepted by him. Listen. Sherry, listen. He said God shows no partiality in verse 34, but in verse 35 he is beginning the sentence with a but. The very moment you say or you bring the word but, it means that there is a condition that stands against what was previously said. So he says God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears God and works righteousness is accepted by God. Matali makado shete. It means that God is not partial to any man. God is not partial to any woman. But for as long as somebody fears God and somebody works out righteousness, God begins to favor you more than the others. God begins to show you a little bit of partiality. Even though God is not partial, because of your fear of him and because of the fact that you work out righteousness, God begins to show you favor over the rest of the other people. God is not partial. But he said, for those who fear him and for those who work out their righteousness, they are accepted by him. They are more favored than the rest. They are more blessed than the rest. They are more glorious than the rest. Verse 36. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Preaching peace through Jesus Christ. As believers, I always say that if there is something to fight for, if there is something to fight for, that thing must be peace. In all things, above all else, you must go for peace. You should never be the kind of Christian who is standing in the middle of the square, fighting and exchanging words with people, always arguing with people, always bringing out arguments and all this unnecessary stuff. As a Christian, you must always go in for peace. So, obedience yourself from yet. You have to shake it off and go in for peace. So obi a book, go in for peace. If somebody is trying to outsmart you, go in for peace. If somebody is trying to be better than you are, go in for peace. If somebody is trying to play funny, go in for peace. Because that is the main symbol of our calling. Preaching peace through Jesus Christ. You cannot be a Christian who doesn't believe in peace, who doesn't stand for peace, who doesn't respect the peace of others. Peace. Verse 37. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit is another form of anointing. The Bible said God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. If you have to chase after any anointing at all, you have to go after the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You have to go after the anointing of the Holy Ghost above all else, above all various anointings. you have to go in for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because if you are anointed with the Holy Ghost, all other gifts will be found in Him. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. You see, this is the reason most of you people are always running up and down. Every church you have been there, every man of God you know them, every auditorium you've been there before, you are always running after anointing, after anointing, after anointing, after anointing. You do not fully understand what anointing really entails, because the Bible said God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, the greatest anointing a prophet, a man of God, a woman of God, a Christian can ever receive is the anointing of the Holy Ghost above all other anointings. You must go in for that of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus was anointed not with a prophetic, not with a gift of healing, not with a gift of nothing, but with a gift of the Holy Spirit. Because for as long as you are anointed with the Holy Spirit, there is no sickness you can't deal with. There is no prophetic things that you cannot do. There is no direction that you cannot understand. There is no revelation that cannot be seen. There is no dream that you will not be able to interpret. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you have to chase after anything, if you have to go after any anointing, that anointing must be that of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said in Acts chapter 10 verse 38 that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. That is why you are always chasing after men of God. Man of God, I want your grace. Man of God, I want your anointing. Man of God, listen, what do you want? The only thing you need is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said, and with power. Listen, God did not anoint Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, as it is written in the Bible. Listen, Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And the Bible said, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. It means that the with power that came upon Jesus was just an add-on of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The very moment you receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost, power comes with it. The very moment you receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost, prophetic comes with it. The very moment you receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost, every other gift comes with it. You see, Sherry, Ayana, sometimes you see, when I go out for programs, sometimes I get great people of high statuses in life. They will come and they will be kneeling before me. They will be lying down prostrate. Man of God, I want your grace. Man of God, I said, why are you chasing after the men of God when you have to chase after the God of the men? You don't have to go after the man of God. You have to rather go after the God of the man. And I don't like that thing at all. People will be kneeling. People will be, man of God, please lay hands on me. I want this. I want the prophetic. I want my eyes to open. Listen, you have to be anointed with the Holy Ghost. And most of you do not fully understand even who the Holy Ghost is. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. Li karama talablaka. Li tashoko dosodo godobras kulimra talaba. Who went about, listen. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Listen to this carefully. The Bible said, Jesus went about doing good. Verse 38, God bless you. Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were possessed. These are two different things. Doing good that stood for the physical side of Jesus, that stood for the human side of Jesus, that stood for the character of Jesus. Listen, most men of God, most spiritual people seem to think that their character doesn't matter, that their physical being doesn't matter. It is not true. The Bible said Jesus went about doing good, number one. Number two, healing all who were possessed. Doing good is the physical thing, and healing those who were possessed is the spiritual thing. You need both to live on earth. A lot of people these days, a lot of so-called Christians these days, have a very bad character. They do not know how to speak politely. They do not know how to respect their neighbors. They do not know how to respect the privacy of others. They do not know how to respect the elderly. These days, the people do not respect the men of God, and the men of God do not respect the people. These days, we take everything for granted. We do not care about anything. We do as we see fit. And that is a very bad thing. The fact that you are spiritual, the fact that you are anointed, doesn't mean you have to speak rudely. Listen, the fact that you are anointed doesn't mean you don't have to respect the elderly. The fact that you are spiritual and you have been blessed with probably popularity or fame or something doesn't mean you have to take people for granted. It is not right. Your life on earth is not just about your spiritual life, but it is also about your physical life. Because the Bible said Jesus went about doing good. When we talk about doing good, it sums up everything physical. It sums up the way Jesus speaks to others. It sums up the way Jesus treats others. It sums up the way Jesus relates with others and interacts with other people. Are you following? The character of a prophet matters. The character of an apostle matters. The character of a teacher matters. The character of a pastor matters. The character of an evangelist matters. Your spiritual side isn't the only thing that is necessary. Your character matters. You have to learn to respect people. Ikando robo shakuruma talibrasha telebraka. Lipara matalaka talabraka. Jesus went about doing good and healing. Jesus was right physically. He was right physically and was also doing his spiritual things. Verse 39. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. They killed Jesus by hanging him on a tree. I won't speak much on that. Marco Shakara Brata. But watch something in verse 40. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly. Listen carefully. Verse 40. Acts chapter 10, verse 40. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly. Listen, the Bible didn't say God raised him up and Jesus showed himself openly. No. The Bible said God raised him up and God himself showed him openly. Most of you are showing your miracles openly. It is not God that is showing your miracle openly. The very moment you do that, you are outside the will of God. And when you are outside the will of God, you are so vulnerable and you are a prey to the devil. When God gives you a breakthrough, you have to allow God to show that breakthrough openly. You don't go about sharing it with everybody. If you do not take care, if if you are not careful, that thing that you are sharing, that testimony that you are sharing, might be the reason for your downfall. It was God that showed Jesus openly. It wasn't Jesus that showed himself openly. And even when God showed him openly, verse 41, the Bible said, not to all the people. Even though God showed Jesus openly, he didn't show Jesus to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God. The person that you are discussing your vision with, are they chosen by God? The person that you are discussing your next move with, are they chosen by God? The person that you are telling those secrets to, are they chosen by God? If they are not chosen by God, there is a likelihood that it might bring you down. There is a likelihood that they might delay you in life. There is a likelihood that they might fight against you, because the Bible said God himself showed Jesus openly, and yet not to all the people, but to the witnesses chosen before by God. Now ask yourself, are those people chosen by God? God only showed Jesus openly to those who were witnesses and those who were chosen before by God. Are those people chosen by God? If they are not chosen by God, you are walking down a very dangerous path. Verse 44, the Bible says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Bible said the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon them. The Holy Spirit fell upon them. It is my prayer that while I am still speaking these words, may the Holy Spirit fall upon you. May the Holy Spirit fall upon you. That any spirit of disobedience in your heart, it might be broken. Any shield that you have lifted up in your heart, it might be broken. That even while I am speaking these words to you, may the Holy Spirit come into your heart, and may the Holy Spirit descend into your dwelling. May you have an encounter like never before, in the name of Jesus. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard it. I don't know if you are hearing me, but if you can hear, may the Holy Spirit fall upon you, even in your room, even on your bed, even in your living room, even in your space, in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are yearning for an encounter that you are yet to receive, I declare tonight that you might receive the Holy Spirit. Those of you who are praying for an anointing that you are yet to receive, I came with an announcement that you might be anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout yes. Verse 2. Sorry, verse 45. Acts chapter 10, verse 45. Acts chapter 10, verse 45. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. I pray over your life that the gift of the Holy Spirit will be poured on you also. Yes, I am talking about you. You that they declared that you can never receive the anointing to a height. I declare over you that the Spirit will be poured upon you in the name of Jesus. I declare over you, anything that has become a hindrance that is keeping you from receiving the anointing that you deserve, I speak as a man of God. May you receive the anointing also, as the anointing was poured upon the Gentiles. May you be a partaker. May you be a partaker. May you be a partaker. Shout, I'm a partaker. Verse 46, the Bible said, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? If they cannot forbid water, then they cannot forbid your miracle. If they cannot forbid water, then they cannot forbid your destiny. If they cannot forbid water, then they cannot forbid your breakthrough. If they cannot forbid water, then they cannot forbid your anointing. They cannot stop your flow. They cannot cut your speed. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life. I prophesy over your life that nobody will be able to cut your destiny short. If by one way or the other, you are supposed to encounter any Jezebel, who some way, somehow, cut your destiny short, I speak over your life that may the Spirit of God smite them even before you meet them, in the name of Jesus. Peter said, can anyone forbid water? If nobody can forbid water, then they cannot forbid your flow. They cannot forbid your ministry. They cannot forbid your breakthroughs. They cannot forbid your marriage. They cannot forbid your peace. They cannot forbid anything that concerns you. They cannot forbid your health. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shout yes. And Peter commanded them to be baptized. Listen. Peter commanded them to be baptized. I command you to go and do well in life. I command you to go and receive that testimony. I command you to go and receive that breakthrough you are looking for. I command you to receive that new phone you are looking for. I command you to go and get that good news you have been praying about. I command you to be full of health. I command you to age in grace. I command you not to die before your time. I command you, I command you that you will not miss your heaven. I command you, Yes, Lord. Rakanumate. Ikandegedegede. Rapalemate. Ishadoshale. Rakaloshale. Iprakate. Iprakate. I command you that you will not miss your husband. I command you. You will not miss your wife. I command you that you will not lose your children. I command you. You will not die before your time. I command you that your ministry will not die. I command you that go and do well in life. I command you to be anointed of the Holy Ghost. I command you to walk faithfully with God. I command you to move in fresh fire. I command you to be reignited. I command you. I command you. La tolimate. Iko shaka di bara 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 kadi bara. Li para matana bara. Li ko shaka tala. Rido 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 la bakata. Iprakatushe kelebaha. Iprakatushe de bratole makata. Rakatole matara braka. Ikonde brata la braka la brata. Ikane brata la braka. I don't know what has become a delay in your life, but I command you to receive speed. I command you to start running. I command you to start running. To start running. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Rakalimate. Ipakote. Rakalimate. If Peter could command them to be baptized, then I command you. I command you to be that pillar in your family. I command you to be that rock in your family. I command you to be a center of attraction. I command you. Yes, yes, yes. I command you to receive encounters that you have never dreamed of. I command you. I command you. Rakalimate. Ijagadagadagadagadagaha. Rakolemata. Ikondebratalimata. Rakatelebrakaha. Ipandebrata. Shout, I am commanded. Rakalimata, shake the brata, Likara brata, Mapalamata, shoka di brata, Rakaduka da grata. Hey, 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 Lipaka talabaha, Ipana barabaraba, Ikondo brata limata, Rakadu bolobo shetter. Ikada gadagaha, raketetele, rakadivata, iprakatonde gedebrata, rakadiha, eprekatonde gedebeta, rakadivaha, eprekatonde greskatonde braka, rapalamateha, ikosheteha, rakademateha, eprakadebraka debraka debraka, ipratole makateha, iskadadadaba, rapadibrata, reketa, 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 Rakata, Ipakatakata, Nekatalagata, Iprakadibaha, Ependegadeb, Rapadibaha, Iprakata, Lebrenkata, 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 Iprakatunde, Rakatunde, Makataleha, Rakadubaha, Iprakashata, Ipakaduba de Gaha, Rapadosha, Ikandegadegata, Iprakatalabata, Rakatakatakatakata. Listen, I speak over your life that whoever has sat anywhere and said that you will not do well in life, I command their shame, I command their disgrace in the name of Jesus. Mi para brata la makata la braka de braska tele braka rakata tala braka e para brata la braka e konde brato de mata la braka da braka rakata le mata e ko shaka tala braka da la braka. He said, if you had faith as little as a mustard seed, you command this mountain and say, move into the seas. I command any mountain in your life to become a valley. I command any mountain in your life to become flat. I command any stronghold in your life to come down. I command any evil imaginations to come down. I command any hills that have been set against you to come down. I command any high tower to come down. I command the oaks of Bashan to come down. I command the cedars of Lebanon to come down. Yes, yes, yes. I command any cedars of Lebanon. I command the oaks of Bashan. I command the oaks to fall. I command the cedars to come down. I command any high tower, any high tower, any high tower to come down. Shout, it is coming down.
Who can compare with you?
Acts chapter 11, verse 1. Acts chapter 11, verse 1. Now the apostles and the brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Makaramata liko shakada kadaba. Madu shekede brata. Verse 2. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him. Nakosha. Those of the circumcision contended with Peter. Now remember, Peter was circumcised, and the Bible said those of the circumcision. It means that those who were circumcised alongside Peter, those who were in the same field with Peter, those who were in the same category with Peter, those who were in the same workplace with Peter, those who were still in the same place with Peter, those who were in the same school with Peter, those same people contended with him. In life, this is a lesson you need to understand. The people who are going to contend with you, when we talk about contention, we are talking about a struggle between somebody. In tree, they say a prayer that you don't seem to understand. It feels like people are struggling with you. It feels like people are in competition with you, and you don't seem to understand why. Let me tell you the secret. In life, the people who are going to contend with you, they are going to come from your own place. They are going to come from your own group, your own workplace, your own school, your own space. That is where they are going to come from. Do not be naive. Do not be ignorant. The Gentiles did not contend with Peter. The Jews did not contend with Peter. The outsiders did not contend with Peter. People of Cyprus did not contend with Peter. People of Judea did not contend with Peter. People of the outside countries did not contend with Peter, but his very own people, the people that he was in the same field with, the people that he was in the same group with, the people that he worked with, they were the same people that contended with him. I don't know, but if you are a teacher, you are going to find out that your your colleagues will be contending with you. I don't know if you are a pastor, but you will realize that other pastors will be contending with you. I don't know if you are a married man, but other married couples will be contending with you. In the midst of contention, be strong and know, be strong and know that God is with you. It doesn't matter what you go through, it doesn't matter the struggle you are in, it doesn't matter the contention you are in, but my God is with you. My God is with you. If you are a student, you find out that other students are contending with you. They are in some kind of competition with you. You don't even understand why. You will never understand why. This is where it is coming from. When Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision, those of the same field, those of the same category, those of the same grace, those of the same institution, those of the same company, they contended with him. When people are contending with you, you are not the only one. Peter went through it. We have been through it. We are still going through it. People are going through the same thing. And yet, above all else, they go for peace. Above all else, they do not go for unnecessary arguments. Above all else, they stand for peace. Because no matter how big the contention might be, no matter how dangerous the struggle might be glad and know that your God is with you. Be glad and know that your God is with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. I will strengthen you. I will fortify you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Oh, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God, he delivereth him out of them all. The Bible said, he keepeth all his bones, and not even one is broken. Oh, what is your fear? Oh, what is your fear? Oh, what wakes you up at night? Oh, what is your worry? Do not be worried. Your God is with you. Do not be dismayed. Your God is with you. Do not be afraid. Your God is with you. Sometimes you don't understand. You sit down and ask yourself, and you are asking yourself all these questions. But I came with the good news. I came with the good news. I came with the good news. That your help will come from above. Your help will come from above. Your help will come from above. La ta ta la ba. Hey, liko shete. Rabala bala. Libro shaka la bata. Likoro do 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 lobo shaprita la ba. Yakali ya yakalika. Rito shali mala mala. Oh my God. Ripara bala. Mito nombo nobon tonom no tini maton de gratuni mate. Riko katukri kashuki di brakalima ha. Rakatuki di brantali makalama ha. Ekata katala katale katone kretale kate. Riko lomra katone brake. Rika du grunda katagrande. Rapala matasha katale braka. Ekatu katale katone grentele kate. Rakatatatatabaha. Hey. But Peter explained it to them. Ah, I thought Peter would be angry, but Peter only explained. Peter did not explode, but he rather explained. Peter did not explode, but he rather explained. In the midst of contention, you must never explode. In the midst of contention, you must never act out of anger. In the midst of contention, you must never give the devil a reason to fight you. In the midst of contention, you must never explode. Shout, you must never explode. Listen, so be no person yourself. Listen, you are already doing it wrongly. So be no person. You are already going down a wrong path. So be no person. And the only thing you could think of is to explode. Is to explode. You are doing it wrongly. It is either you explain or you keep quiet. In the midst of contention, it is either you explain or you keep quiet. La prosha kadebrata. Li paramatara mrata. Obubo wadi manu na unya di efri. Okeka wadi interno. Ena unya di efri. In the midst of contention, you must never explode. Kata talabraka. Always keep this thing that I'm telling you in your mind. So you must never, whenever you feel like telling them your mind, whenever you feel like exploding in their face, remember that in the midst of contention, you must never explode. Somebody say you must never explode. Listen, the Lord is working on some of you. The Lord is working on some of you. Some of you, you have anger issues. The Lord is ministering to me that most of you here, those of you under the sound of my voice, you have anger issues. The least thing you want to explode, the least thing you want to react, the least thing you want to tell people your mind, the least thing you want to beat and slap people. Hear me. If you have anger issues and you want me to pray for you, let me see your hand. If you have anger issues, you have a hard time controlling your anger, managing your anger, you have anger issues. Listen, it was anger that led Moses to his death. I'm telling you. If you have anger issues, my daughter Isi, God bless you. God bless you. Where are the rest? I want to pray. I want to pray for you. If you have anger issues, yes. Kwabena, I know. Obed, yeah. I know. Obed, I know. I know. They contended with Peter. Sorry, they contended with Peter for doing the right thing. It's Odona Sem Nete Onya Boneyet Yadene Preso. And the Bible said the first thing he did was to explain, not to explode. If you have anger issues, AC is here. Obed. Where are the rest? I know there are about 5 to 7 people. Even some of you, even showing up for me to pray for you, you are not, the devil is trying to keep you from doing it. Listen, why are you bufo no? The Abemwa here one day, you know. We have seen it before. Biblically, it was anger that took Moses to his death. This was not part of what my activities for tonight, but the Holy Spirit just dropped it that I should pray for those with anger issues. You cannot manage your anger. Bibiani, hear me. I want to pray for you. You have to be a master of your life. Ubufu say krana, you must control that anger. You must listen. Anger never pushes me to do anything. I always make sure if I am dealing with anything, I am dealing with it with a sound mind. I will never let anger to have the better part of me. Anger issues. There are about 7 people I know. I can mention your names, but I don't want to. The Lord wants you to come with. The Lord wants you to come willingly. Libra shakatala brakadiba. I want to see you. In the next 2 minutes, I'll be praying for you. Libra kadosh ketebraka. Ratatala batala braka da braka de braka. Ipande de bratala da brakadiba. Anger issues. Hear me. Anger is a very deadly sin. And anger is the only thing that will kill you before your time. Anger is the only personal emotion that will kill you before your time. Anger. Anger will lead you into multiple distractions. Multiple. You are saying, I cannot do it anymore, Lord. I don't want this thing. I don't want this anger. I don't want this anger anymore, Lord. I want you to deal with it. I want you to deal with it. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. This anger, I cannot. I cannot. And the least thing that happens to me, you want to explode in their faces. You want to insult them. You want to just make them feel sorry. Hear me. Father, I pray for your people. Father, I pray for your people. All those with this anger issue who have anger issues who have come before your presence, Lord. Lord, you said for your fire is a consuming fire. Lord, I declare, may your fire consume this anger in them. May your fire consume this thing that is in them that causes them to explode in the midst of contention. Lord, I declare over your lives. Let holiness continually be their portion. They are saying, Lord, we lay this before your feet. We lay this anger before your feet. We lay this explosion before your feet. We are laying it down, Lord. We don't want it anymore, Lord. We declare, oh God, let it never be our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, deal with this anger. Deal with this anger. Deal with this anger. Lord, no more. Lord, no more. Lord, no more. In the name of Jesus, I free my mind. I free my heart. I free my being. Let it go, Lord. Let it go, Lord. Let it go, Lord. Let your holiness engulf me. I want to be clothed in humility. I want to be clothed in holiness. Lord, I free my mind. Lord, I free my heart. Lord, I free my being. I want to be free. From today, I will not allow anger to have the better part of me. In the name of Jesus, I let it go. I let it go. I let it go. I let it go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I pray and I ask for more humility over your life. I pray and I ask for more peace over your mind. I pray and I declare stability in your heart. Oh God, let these things be the portion of your people's lives. In the name of Jesus. Now, the second group of people I want to pray with are those who sleep and they have dreams, and in the dreams, people sleep with them in their dreams. Or people who dream and in their dreams, they are always under attack. In their dreams, something is always chasing them. In their dreams, the devil is always against them. You have been having dreams anyhow. I want to pray for those people. Those who are having dreams anyhow. You always dream and you wake up scared. You dream and you wake up afraid. You dream and you wake up uncomfortable, uneasy. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Lepro shakadagadaba. Bado shakadagadabrata. Oh. Le parabatala braka de brata de braka. Lord, I pray for these ones and I declare that whatever shows up in their dreams that make them uncomfortable, anything that shows up in their dreams that makes them scared, anything that shows up in their dreams to sleep with them, anything that shows up in their dreams to make them uncomfortable, to take their breath away, Lord, I declare, tonight they are marked with your blood. They are no more victims of these demons. They are no more victims of these spirits. They will no more be victimized by their activities, by demonic orchestrations, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for these ones. They are now secured in your blood. They are now secured in your blood. They are now secured in your blood. For I declare that any hand that is behind these attacks, any hand that is behind these plans, any hand that puts together these wicked plans, Lord, I declare, may those hands be cut off by the word of the Lord. Father Lord, cause your people to have peaceful dreams. Cause your people to have sound minds. It is written that you give your beloved sleep. Father, make them your beloved in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mako shaka da 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 Rapalomatash ketetele braka di braka da braka. Ibrankolomatash ketele braka da brata da braka di brata. Bikranda brantele braka. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. God bless you so much for following tonight's service. I am your host, Vincent Jamateng. See you on Thursday for our Omega Night. Omega Night is a 2-hour non-stop prayer. 2-hour non-stop prayer. You do not want to be you do not want to miss out. To Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Omega night. On the last Thursday of every month, we do Omega night. 2 hour non-stop prayer. You do not want to miss out. There will be prophetic, there will be healing, there will be deliverance, there will be intensive prayer. God bless you so much. See you on Thursday. Bye-bye.